careful. Pick the rocket while you're there, Roger. I will. Another sample of that material. A little dustier.
Okay, we copy that.
That's the blue gray. That's the blue gray, Bob, with the inclusions in it. Now the blue gray, the more you look at it, looks like a...
Give me your left through right hand.
Huh?
Give me your right hand.
Turn it over. Turn it over.
Turn it over.
Well, I did.
How do you want it over?
You kept turning it over in the same direction like that so I could fix that.
Okay, now give me your bag, and I'll get it in there.
It, the blue-gray rock, on closer examination, looks like a partially recrystallized fragment breccia. It's very hard. And I'm gonna...
You're gonna get the afters again?
Yeah, I'll get it. I wanna do a little bit better documentation on this thing. Bob?
I'm going to go over and look at that contact.
I got a few close-up stereos of the inclusion that we tried to sample, and I'm going to see if I can't give you a little flight line stereo around this thing, if I can stay on my feet.
Reach about and clear out though.
What? You can see where we've been pounding on this rock. We didn't succeed in getting samples everywhere. Yeah, I'm giving you a 90 degree corner. Bob, it looks to me like the inclusions of blue gray. In the gabbro, in the anorthocytic gabbro.
Positively outstanding.
But you're saying you think this whole big blue-gray thing is an inclusion?
Yes, sir. And there's some little ones over here.
Yeah, but then within the blue-gray, we've got all these other fragments.
Well, that's right.
It's just several generations of activity. It looks like the gabbro, though, picked up the fragmental breccia as inclusions. Bob, I really look that way right now. There's a...
Okay, Charlie's here. I'm
going to
say something about it. It's just like house rock.
It's very crystalline, I'll tell you. It's not a breccia, not like house rock. Not to take anything away from house rock, though. Hey, Bob, there's a lot of manlaying on a very shallow slope of a fracture here on one of the... upslope blocks. I would assume it's just part of the talus picked up as it rolled down, but if it's worth sampling, you might think about.
Okay, Dean, if you can get that fairly readily, why don't you, you can perhaps just scoop it up with the bag.
That's exactly what I can do.
If you can get up to the rock,
there. And it'll be in my flight line stereo, and it's going to be bag 557, and I'll take an after and show you where it came from.
Okay, copy that.
It's the easiest part of the rock in the world to work. Man, here's a big white class. There's one on top about a foot and a half across, and here's one must be 2 feet across, 3 feet. And that's in the blue-gray. Like a kid playing in a sandbox. Well, Bob, I think I've done the best I can. I would, I'd say that there are pretty clearly inclusions of blue-gray in the North Pacific gabbro here near the contact.
Okay, and Gene, your bag is hanging by one hook there. Be careful, if you can.
Okay.
Or LNP.
Okay, and I gave you 557, I believe, didn't I?
Roger, we have that one. And whoever's giving us 557.
Okay, I'll have Jack fix my bag.
Yep.
Okay, Bob, by accident, I didn't think I could do it, but I got a sample of the inclusion. And it's in bag 539. Hey, Jack, that's your bag that's hanging by one hook. Let me go get it.
Oh, they're talking to me, huh?
Yeah, because I didn't think they could see me. I'm way up on top. And it's blue-gray with white-colored...
put these in my bag.
Inclusions in it, all right. But the whole thing seems to be pretty well altered or metamorphosed. Compared to the major rock we just sampled, to the other blue-gray rock.
Yeah, this bag is terrible. I can't, it won't latch.
And there's a dark hole in there.
Hey, so let me, I'm not...
It's, here's another bag to put in there before you go latch.
Oh, okay. It won't latch.
Now,
not at this angle. Put the thumb on one side and I'll...
No, it's dead or something there. That's pretty good.
Now let me fix your bag.